Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily, mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is up to something good, and He loves His people with a relentless love. He has so much wisdom. I wish everybody could know how wonderful God is. He's so far ahead of Satan. Satan is so confused. He's desperate. Now, God is not desperate. Satan is. I'm going to say that again. God is not desperate. Satan is desperate. He's running out of time. God has forever. Now, when it comes to your life, it's all on you. If you can take God at His word and believe the foundation of His word enough to use it in your life and govern your life by the principles that Jesus taught, then you're ready to see God's hand to work in your life. Now, many Christians won't see the hand to work of God in their life like they could, because they stop. They stop too short. They don't learn to trust the Lord. Now, learning to trust, you can't just trust the Lord because you want to. You have to take Him at His word by your faith. If you can take the Lord at His word by your faith and live by your faith, things are going to happen. Your faith is going to be fulfilled. Your faith will become knowledge. Once your faith becomes knowledge, once it's finished, finished faith is knowledge. Then the Lord's going to give you something else to do or tell you something when you need it. And you're going to have to trust Him at that point. You know that He keeps His word by the last time He kept His word. See, faith is trust before you see, and trust is faith after you've seen. You have the evidence that God keeps His word, so now you need to trust Him. You have a choice. Trust, faith, doubt, unbelief, they are choices that you make. You can choose anyone you want at any time. But if the more you study God's word, that's where faith comes from. And it's easier to operate by faith when you continually study the word of God and not let Satan aggravate you and throw you off balance and distract you with his lies. If you can do that, you can win. Now, we ended the last broadcast. We were sharing how to finish the vision of the Lord. The Lord has assignments. I had a vision one time. It may have been as much as 10 years ago. It was around 06 or 07. I saw, it was like the Lord's hand on his desk, and he was allowing his fingers to fall on the desk like a man on a waiting room. And he had a stack of papers on his desk. He wanted to pass them out, but his hand was, you know, somebody's just waiting in the waiting. They're just playing with they're just letting their fingers fall on the desk one at a time. Just as if they're waiting on something. And I saw his hand, and I saw that stack of papers. And I said, Lord, what is that all about? He said, those are assignments. He wanted to give his dear people, assignments. But they would not prepare themselves to receive them. In fact, when the Lord do give people something to do, they try to find a reason not to do it. And if they accept his calling, for instance, they try to do it that way. So the Lord got assignments that he can't give, because he's not going to give people assignments if they can't be faithful. And there are many people, they want to be the best preacher God got, but they'll never receive an assignment, and they'll never be chosen, because they won't trust him. First, you have to have faith in what he already gave us. He gave us the written word. If you can be faithful with the written word, and you study and put it in your heart, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to train you with. Now, the word of God comes to us in puzzle form. Yes, even though you can read some of the stories and understand some facts, it's still in a mystery and it's still in puzzle form. Because it's just like the fire by night and the cloud by day. The cloud by day, they knew, the Israelites knew where to go. And the fire by night allowed the Israelites to see the Egyptians, but the Egyptians could not see the Israelites. The Word of God is the very same way. To us, we can see the darkness for what it is. But those who would twist God's word to their advantage, it's not fire to them. You understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit opens it up to those that love Him and speaks parables to the foolish and hard-hearted. So if you humble yourself and receive God's word, if you humble yourself and receive God's word in your heart, the Holy Spirit will put that puzzle together for you. And you'll have revelation knowledge that others won't have. And proud people don't want to know it because they love this world. A few broadcasts ago, we talked about the tares and wheat. There are many tares, and there's probably more tares than wheat. And also, the other fact is the fields are white and ready to be picked. And the enemy is trying to interfere with the picking of the harvest. So if you love God and you want to make a difference, you're just going to have to trust Him. And in order to do that, you're going to have to love Him and keep Him first. You're going to have to live the Word by foundation. Receive His Word in your heart. And deal with it. And you're going to have to go forward no matter what. Now, we ended the last broadcast. Now, these broadcasts are also on the website. It's 15 minutes on the radio. It's almost 30 minutes on the website. So if you go to newlivingletters.com, you can get part one of this teaching. Now, in this broadcast, we're going to still talk about how to be promoted by God, how God promotes people. We studied Genesis chapter 37. You can hear the last broadcast on the website prior to this one. We studied Genesis chapter 37 and Mark chapter 6. And I'm not going to go back and do it again, but the Lord gave me some footnotes. And the footnotes from last time, it says, to finish the vision of God, you must believe God, honoring Him by your faith. To finish the vision of the Lord, you must love God more than the vision, more than the work that you're going to do. You got to love God more than what makes you look good, more than the outcome of what you're doing. To finish the vision of God, you must trust the Lord completely throughout the process. Every vision of God has its own process. Now, when Joseph ended up in Egypt, we showed you the dreams in chapter 37 that he had and how his brothers sold him into slavery by the Ishmaelites. He sold him to the Ishmaelites. The Ishmaelites took him and sold him to the Egyptians. And he was there for the rest of his life. But he also was promoted by God because he loved the people, even according to the teaching on the Sermon of the Mount that I always talk about. See, if you can love people no matter what and remain focused on the Lord and what He's saying, there's nothing on this earth that can stop you. If you can take God at His word and destroy the works of darkness, you can always win. We covered last time how to fight the enemy, exactly like he did in Matthew chapter 4 and Mark chapter 4. When the enemy come with a thought, you put the scriptures on him and destroy that fiery dart. Last broadcast, we had an illustration about that. Okay, to finish the vision of God, trust the Lord completely throughout the process. That was number three. To finish the vision of the Lord, you must hear Him out, noticing His voice over the voices of doubt and unbelief. Now, last time we ended the broadcast on the website saying how you must trust the Lord, take him and his word, no matter who doubts your abilities. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus said that no prophet is without honor except in his own house, in his own country, and among his own friends. All right, God called you to be a prophet. That's a great ministry. He does great miracles through your life. You are no different than Jesus. His own kinfolks got mad at him. His kinfolks, his own brothers, his countrymen, people of his neighborhood, they were offended. And he could only heal a few sick folks in his own country. But when he went everywhere else, he healed people by the multitudes. But in his own country, they were offended. Whatever you're doing for God, remember, Satan is against it. And he will use petty sibling rivalries, petty jealousies, to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. Now, I ended the broadcast on the way up the last time. The Lord taught me something. I had a pastor one time. And under the anointing, the Lord would, he'd teach me things. But just talking, just shooting the breeze and talking, he might tell me to do something that he didn't, that's opposite to what he said when he was under the anointing. This is why I brought it up. The enemy will use anybody at any time if he can. If God give you something to do, it's going to be impossible for you to do it by yourself. He put the drive and the determination and the love to do that, meant to do whatever it is, and he anointed you to do it, and you're going to do it in his strength. It's not going to make sense to your siblings, your parents, and sometimes even your pastor. Even though they love you deeply, they'll try to protect you to keep you from doing They can't see it working. This is what happened to me. Sometimes the Lord will give me something to do, and I agree to do it. And then he confirmed it through others. And they don't know what the Lord told me, but when they find out, sometimes they tell me not to do it. They tell me to do something totally different. And they're not even aware of it. This is why the church don't grow like it should. I gave the example how there are many musicians that love God. They have a passion for music. They have creative music in their spirit. And they want to share it. They want to get it out. I've heard some guys, they're so good. They sound better than everybody I know of in the music industry. Nobody has a better song than them. But they never go forward because it's not easy. You're going to have to follow God. If you love God and you have a passion to play music, you're going to have to go in his presence and do it his way. And you make it sound as lively as you can. Don't hold back. Be different. Be different. Be what God put in your heart. And don't change it because people are not used to it. See, the love of God runs deep. He knows how to reach people. And when he finds people that will trust him throughout the whole process, he'll give you the most creative music that you really want to do, and it'll be anointed and it'll hit the spot, just like a good message. But if you listen to family and friends, when they're not dedicated to the Lord, see, people are not always dedicated. When they go in God's presence and they're preaching, they're in the anointed zone. And they'll tell you what you need to know. You don't even have to tell them your business. They'll tell you what you need. The best thing for you to do is get in your car and go home. Don't go asking them nothing else. They said what you needed, believe it, and go on. Because when you stand around to shoot the breeze and you tell them your vision, your secret vision, that God put in your heart, not Satan, They won't see it. Sometime they will, sometime they won't. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. If he leads you to talk to somebody, talk to that person at that time. But don't expect people to believe everything that you got to do. Okay, continuing. To finish the vision of the Lord, believe God, honoring him by your faith. To finish the vision of the Lord, love God more than the vision. To finish the vision of the Lord, trust the Lord completely throughout the process. To finish the vision of the Lord, you must hear him out, noticing his voice over the voices of doubt and unbelief. Sometimes if you don't take time and hear him out, you won't stay dedicated. Because this kind of doing a vision of God takes trust. And in order to trust him, you gotta go in his presence. To finish the vision of the Lord, you must enjoy his presence. That's number 5. To finish the vision of the Lord, receive revelation from the Lord. To finish the vision of the Lord, you must contend for the faith, see it through with patience, protecting your dedication. Don't think that you're just going to automatically stay dedicated because you love God. You're going to be challenged in every way imaginable. But you're going to win anyway because you're going to protect your dedication. So I'm saying this so that when people don't understand what you're doing, and they try to persuade you otherwise, you have to have enough strength to love them anyway. Pray for them anyway, and do the work of God anyway, without restraint. Some people you may not want to tell what you're doing until it's about done. You have to protect your dedication. Sometimes your own spouse may not understand and believe in what you're doing. You're going to have to pray for them. Don't get mad. That's just human nature. That's just the way people do. But let them know. I got to do this. This is important. If they get on board, fine. If they don't, you're still obligated to do what God give you to do. Yeah, but you don't have to compromise God's word. That's why the church has always went backwards and can't go forward. You don't have to compromise with anybody. Do what God say do. One scripture he said, let those that be married be as though they're not. I'm not trying to divide homes, but you don't have to compromise. In Nehemiah's day, the Israelites married Gentile people. And the children, now I'm going to show you what happens when you compromise. Now, it was legal for them to marry a proselyte, somebody that converted to do the law, which is Judaism. If they converted to Judaism, the men got circumcised and the women, and they would love and honor God, fine. God didn't care. Moses never married an Israelite woman. He had an Egyptian wife and a Midian wife. A Midian wife and then he married an Egyptian wife. But they were marrying people that served other gods and everything. They had, when they were in captivity. So Nehemiah had to build that wall. And before he dedicated that wall, they had he noticed that the children of the couples that were Israelites or Hebrew and Gentiles, they always spoke the language of the Gentile parent and not Hebrew. Every time people compromise, the devil wins, not God. You don't have to compromise. And the enemy is going to try to get you to compromise. But if you trust the Lord, just do what he gives you to do. And do it in love. It's not about making waves. It's about protecting what God gave you to do. You're protecting a work of love, and you're going to do it with love. And people, and when people don't understand, give them room because they just don't understand. But do the work anyway. Set your life up to do what God said do anyway. And God will defend you. Now, many Christians allow their vision to die because they do not do these things. Love God more than the work itself. Love Him more than what people say. Contend for the faith. Do the work of the ministry. And stop Satan cold in his tracks. In fact, you can use your authority and tell Satan he can't speak to your people. Say, Satan, you can't aggravate me through my spouse. You can't aggravate me through, you can't speak through my family or anybody, even my pastor. I'm going to do the work of God. You have to speak what you're going to, you have to, you're not talking to anybody. You do this privately. You say, I will be dedicated to perform and finish the mighty work of God. I will allow the Lord to use me at all times. I will pay attention to the Lord. I will hear what He has to say. I agree with the Lord and not man. You have to speak those confessions by your faith. When you're driving somewhere by yourself in your own car, nobody around, you can dedicate what you're doing to the Lord. Sometimes when God give me an assignment, the first thing I do is go dedicate it. I speak it. I make it firm in my heart that I will not deviate from what He give me to do. I won't be a dumb dog. Silent when I should be barking. Silent when I should be preaching. I will do what God say wherever He say, however He say. And in love, true love. I don't have to compromise with anybody. Though I love everybody. Let Satan compromise. You tell him to go somewhere and sit down and shut up. He'll have to obey you because you have authority over him. And watch, the same people that were hindering you, they'll go somewhere and be quiet. Because when you stop Satan, they have no more motivation. They don't even know what they're talking about anyway. I'm talking about when you're truly following God. Not when you're just doing something that's something wild. But the thoughts of God are first pure and peaceable, easy to be entreated. It'll make sense. And it'll solve a problem. See, God was setting Joseph up to solve a problem. And his brothers, because they got offended, they tried to interfere and kill him. And stop him. They didn't care nothing about what God was going to do in their life. Even though it was to protect them. And it's the same thing that happened when Jesus came. He came and died for us. But his own people, along with the Romans, had him killed. At first, it was the religious leaders. Then Pilate tried to rescue him out of their hands and give him to the people. He said, now, every year it's customary that I release one of the prisoners to you. I can release Jesus Christ or Barabbas. And he thought for certain that the people were going to say, Jesus Christ, and they chose Barabbas. Now, this is the first election that I know of in the Word of God. I don't even think that was another election. And they elected Barabbas. So the kind of people that the kind of person that the people will elect is not always who God would select. And sometimes, don't be so fast to judge people, because everybody is a creation. And God can do mighty things through people. He did mighty works through Nebuchadnezzar. Nobody expected him to be one of the people that was instrumental in destroying a false religion. He didn't just destroy the deception of false religion. He destroyed many false religions. And the Lord showed himself strong in his hand. In this country, people are so fast to criticize their leadership. The Lord didn't, there's no scripture that say criticize your leaders, your presidents and mayors and governors. And I listen to a lot of good Christian radio and I hear a lot of preachers, but I hardly ever hear people consistently say, pray for your leadership. Most of the time, they criticizing the man. And the enemy is against him, trying to fool him in every way possible. They need your prayers. Yeah, but he sided with the enemy. You don't know whether he sided with the enemy or not. You judging, you know, Jesus said don't judge. In fact, Jesus, the word of God said that he don't judge by the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ears, but by the Holy Spirit, he makes his judgments. He trusts the Holy Spirit. And most of the time, people don't even regard the Holy Spirit concerning the presidents and leaders of our time. They just criticize. They're part of the problem. They don't even give them a chance. They demonize them too. And God is not pleased with that. But if you'll pray for the man and ask God to open his eyes and be a blessing to him, lead him and help him make good laws. He said, do it so you can live peaceable, because they're already challenged. Now, it's the same thing with you. When you go about to do what God wants you to do, people are going to criticize it, because they didn't originate it. They couldn't see it. And people try to keep you in the box that they're used to. If you are somebody's sibling, and you know, you may be the younger one of the bunch, and they remember when they used to change your diapers, and now you're doing a work greater than what they'll ever do. And the enemy will easily tempt them with jealousy, or they'll try to get in on it so that they'll have input because you don't have enough sense. You have to love people where they're at, but do what God tells you to do. And you don't have to compromise. You know, the Lord said that a man would cleave to his wife and leave his parents' home. And when you get married and leave, that's wisdom. Because sometimes family will put you in a box that they used to, and they don't want to let you out of it. I'm not saying this to start strife. I'm saying this to solve it. Because when God wants you to go forward, you need to be going forward. In other words, when you become a man, be a man. When you become a woman, be a woman. Be what God intended you to be. Grow in Him. Don't let people hold you back to their level. No man can live beyond his vision. So when people give advice, you got to understand that they can't give you advice beyond their vision. If they don't have a vision for you doing that, they just can't see it, and they don't believe it's possible, and they think you're wasting your time. You already got the struggle of the world against you, and now your own family is going to try to stop you. If God give you a book to write, write the book. Set yourself up to win. You may even have to keep a good paying job till you get the vision done. Do whatever it is you have to do to see it through. Remember, God will help you. Now, we're about out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to teach and bless those that want to know Him. All these broadcasts are on the radio, on the website, newlivingletters.com. Don't forget to let people know about it, because the Lord is moving with these messages, and they will help you do His word. He used to send me, in the early 90s, he used to send me to many churches with a message saying, he had me to tell his people to follow him. Follow his format.